book of Deuteronomy, and I want you to go to the 30th chapter. And since this is a day of Yom Kippur, we're celebrating God's new year, Rosh Hashanah, a season of celebration. Everybody say a season of celebration. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to celebrate in the Lord today, and it's a time that we choose. We come before the Lord, committing our lives to be renewed in Him, and laying down some of the things that's been between you and God. You know it's been hurting God, it's been hurting you, and it's been hurting others. Are you with me today? When I say that, I'm talking about myself. You know that last message I preached on receiving deliverance by grace, because of the fact that the matter is you've already been delivered. And all you got to do is decree it and declare that by faith you're being delivered. I'll tell you what, I come up a couple notches. You know what? It wasn't hard to do. It just happened. If I say it just happened. If you know that something needs to take place in your life, you need to allow God to do it for you by willing it in your life. You have to will these things in your life and give God glory to it. You got to allow God to ascend in the area that you're weak in. I didn't say weekend. Because a lot of weekends, people's weaknesses come out, don't they? Those evil spirits. How many know in America, come weekend, man, you can't find some people. Where'd they go? Who knows? Hey, I used to be a part of it. I couldn't wait till Friday night. Isn't that right, Jennifer? Oh, it's so good to see you. Y'all got Deuteronomy 30th chapter? I don't. You can't find it. In your Bible. Hallelujah. Everybody say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is a new Bible. I keep pulling away from. Okay, there we go. Some of them are still stuck together in my house. 30th chapter, 19th verse. I'm going to bring out something God said to his people. And I believe he's saying it today through Jesus. Amen. Not according to the law, but according to grace. Amen. Verse 19, I want to pick up there. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. By say, uh-oh. In other words, what God's really saying in the original Hebrew is that I'm putting this responsibility on you. I'm giving it from me to you. Amen? That I have set before you life and death. And Yom Kippur is like that because you're setting a new era in your time. We just heard it from the Lord that because we have chose to observe this particular holiday, in God's eyes, it opens up a brand new opening, a brand new door in our life that we can enjoy because it's something that God says in His Word that He is faithful to fulfill it. Amen? And when we take God at His Word, yes, there is a period of faith. But I'd say most of the time I've ever took a step of faith to do something, to believe God in a particular area, God always sends signs and wonders to confirm it. Something good happens. Something changes in the atmosphere. And I can tell you right now, one of the first things that changes is your attitude. Attitude means a lot to God. You know why? Because if you got a bad attitude, if there's an area, there's a heart problem somewhere, you need to get it right so God can move and allow that grace flow in there. Otherwise, you're going to stomp it up. You're going to choke God. Anybody here want to choke God? I don't think so. Because everything I am today and everything I'm going to today is God. And if God's not in it, I don't want to be there. I don't know about you. I suffered too much loss. One of the main commodities today that we have that's worth more than anything is time. Why waste your time going around that same mountain over and over again, whether you're with the person that you're with or the family that you're in, when you're just going to have to go back there and do it again? Oh, me. I'm not going to preach too hard today. Hallelujah. Everybody say praise the Lord. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Everybody say, I choose life. See, what you're saying is you're choosing the Zoe life of God, the very source of life that produces good in your life. Amen. That both thou and thy seed may live. So you don't know it. You may be having a hard time in your family, but all the right choices you're making right now is setting it up for them to make the right choices in a later date. You may be being used as a gate. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to say something in the Lord to David. You don't know it, but God is using you with your family. And it is a strategic position of God. It's called the prophetic anointing, strategic positioning through the prophetic anointing that through your obedience, your whole family's coming in. You know how I get the boldness to decree and declare stuff like that? Because it comes from the Lord. Boldness comes through the Holy Spirit. But when we're in transition, the enemy tries to come in these other doors to flag it down, to put a stop to it, have a wreck, to stop the race. Am I right, Jeff? Or mess up something. I like that scripture in the book of Revelation. They love not their lives until death. They shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and love not their lives unto death. Jesus did that. He said, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. You're doing a good job. Hallelujah. We got to set our feelings aside and let Lord be Lord. Feelings don't have nothing to do with it. It's what's right. Let every man be a liar. Let God be the truth and every man a liar. Every man. Anybody says anything to me about unbelief, I don't care if it's a believer or not, I straighten them out with it. No, that's not what Jesus said. That's not what the Word says. That's not what the Bible says. What? Huh? That's not what God says. What do you mean? Well, this is what it says. Amen. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Let's focus today, folks. Let's go back to the 11th chapter in Deuteronomy. I love preaching out of the Old Testament. Because there's so much in Deuteronomy. And there are some churches completely reject the book of Deuteronomy. Isn't that something? I cannot believe they do that. Because there's so much in here that confirms the New Testament that goes in line with the heart of God, along with the book of Psalms. See, every book in the Bible complements one another. Even the Song of Solomon. It's a love song. Your relationship between God and man, or God's relationship to God and man and God, and compares it to a man and a woman. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I got to tear this page apart. They just want to stick. Praise God. Amen. I want you to read with me from the first verse, because there's some things in here God has said to the Israelites at a time when they came through a lot of stuff. And how many here have come through a lot of stuff? You can relate, huh? How many know there's life after death? You know, some of you experiencing life after death. Did you know that? You're living it out. You know, you think it's always talking about the hereafter. I got news for you. It's talking about the here, now, and now. Because some of you have been dead and now you're alive. Huh? And some of you got an awesome responsibility. I don't say that in a way that it's such a burden. These people come up, I had a burden. I don't know if God is ever going to help me. Boy, when you hear something like that, you're fixing to hear some unbelief. It's always riddled in a lot of... Now, I believe in sovereign. And, you know, there's a time to be sad. I understand that. We lose loved ones. That's very inevitable. Amen. Amen. Therefore. Everybody say therefore. Do you know what that therefore? It's there for you. Amen. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Now, didn't we just read that? All right. And keep it. I'm glad he put that in there. You know why? Because every person that's been brought to this place today has a thing that you have with God that he charges you with to see to it that you carry it out in your life. He never said it'd be so easy that it would be peaches and cream all the way. There are some tough choices that have to be made. Why? Because you're in the fix. You're in the mix. You have to deny yourself. I can't help but preach this way. I know myself. I know you. The Holy Ghost knows you. He knows me. Is God speaking to you today? Then he knows you. Hallelujah. And know ye this day. Well, I'll finish this scripture. And statutes. And keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments. Whoa. And his commandments always. That's a plural word. As mean all the time. Amen. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the hand. Chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm. Do you know you got people in your life that don't even know that? Especially your children. And his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto his land. Cursed it with a curse. Drowned his whole army right in the middle of the Red Sea. Any of you experienced some of the miracles that God did with the Israelites? And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, and to their chariots how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. Now, I believe God's saying something today to us. Can we accept what he's saying there? Because this is after the fact. He's not just speaking to them. He's talking to us. Because you have seen great things take place. Now is not the time to go wandering off somewhere because you want to hold on to your own opinions. It's quiet in here. Amen. And what he did unto you in the wilderness until you came into this place. Some of you come in here, you were out in the wilderness, you were lost, and you had no answer for anything. Oh, I was there this spring. I didn't. Wow. Is this right on or what? I love the word of God. Amen. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. You don't think because he brought us to this point that we cannot be consumed? I got news for you. The Bible says that we consume one another by speaking against one another in hatred and unforgiveness. And the Bible that says a house full of strife is not much water sacrifice. You allow the devil to come in and steal and kill and destroy and ruin the glory of God. Don't get mad at me just because I'm preaching so good. In the house of God, there is much sacrifice that is good. You know that is? Laying down your life. Do you know God receives praise when you lay down self-will? And the glory of God takes. David said, open the doors of righteousness unto me, and I will go through. Some of you got doors you need to walk through. You want to walk on it, but it ain't going to go through there. Oh, well. And you want to go to the next place? Funny. You want me to still redress? Because this gets good. Hallelujah. Don't read ahead of me. That's like watching the movie before you being entertained. Because I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit is an entertainer. When he anoints you to do something, he knows how to make you laugh. He knows how to please you. He knows how to reach you where you're at. He knows how to pick you up where you've been and put you on something good. Amen? I'm ready. Everybody say, I'm ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments. What did he say? No. He said, therefore. Because he did. Uh-oh, sounds like he reckoned us this day. Blessings and cursing. Therefore, you choose life that you might live and your seed might live. Whoa. Sheds a whole new light, doesn't it? Because I hear that ringing in my spirit today because there are some tough choices that need to be made. And God has to be there. If God's not there, Wow. Pretty strong, isn't it? Therefore, because of all of this, shall ye keep all my commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether ye go to possess it. And that ye may prolong your days. If I say prolong your days, can you increase your days? I don't believe in garble that when your day is up, it's up. God has that day and that's it. No, he doesn't. God makes certain prices. He promises. How many want to live a long life? How many felt like you wanted to shorten it from time to time? Come on. You ever been in the Mully Gups? Oh, God, just take me. You're Elijah did under the juniper tree. I'm the only one serving the Lord. I'm in this position. Anybody just take me. And this is the guy that went around and poured water all over the big, you know what I'm saying? He did great exploits for the Lord, but all of a sudden he became so sorry for himself because he couldn't get through this one thing. And God had to remind him that he had 7,000 people that were serving him just the way he was, and he wasn't such a hot rod he thought he was. Right. I thought I had a corner with God at some corner somewhere. I had something special going on with God. No, God's got something special with his children. Get it right. You got to get it in its right perspective. You can't get too heady on this. The Bible says, think not more highly of yourself than you ought, but to think soberly. You got to stay sober in this stuff because I'm telling you something. When you find the favor of God, you can get real arrogant. She might be asleep, but her spirit's alive. I say that by faith. Amen. But say amen. Amen. I believe in soul sleeping, but your spirit better be awake. Because you can go to bed and listen to the word of God and your spirit get fed. And go to sleep and still feed your spirit. Amen. The part that never sleeps or slumber is your spirit. It's just like God. Come on. You may not acknowledge it because your will is not awake, right? So you're feeding your spirit, man. It's awake. Why? Because you wouldn't be laying there breathing like it was. Hello, are you out there? So don't bother me if you go to sleep. I don't want you to. I used to take it personal. Am I preaching good enough? No, just go to bed and get enough sleep. No, it could be illness or something. I don't know. I'm not here to judge anybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You want me to go on? Okay. That ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swear unto you, your fathers, to give unto them and to their seed, your children. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Abrahamic blessing that is released in your children's lives will go on into their lives, and they won't even realize that it was taking place. Amen. Until he brings them to the place where they choose salvation, no matter what. Whether it takes the blessing of God and all the goodness of God or the judgments of God. Because you just seen it. God has judgments just like he has blessings. Isn't that right? You've seen the judgments, you've seen the blessings. Am I right? What goes around comes around. Amen. The only thing that can break it is the blood of Jesus, and you're confessing over it. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the same way. Thank God. I've prayed for a crop failure lots of times. How about you? Made some bad choices. Amen. I've made some bad choices this year. Are you with me? No, I didn't go out and get high or anything like that. Come on. That's stupid. I think the stupidest thing that we do is ignore God. Because if you don't allow God to fill your life up, you're going to go out there in the flesh and fill it up. Because your life, and some of you are so caught up in trying to fill up things in your life, you're trying to substitute it with the Spirit. And you need to fill up in the Spirit and allow God to fill you up to where you don't have to be so busy all the time. You can rest in the Lord. Well, I don't think you've got that. Some of you might have. A land that floweth with milk and honey. Did you know that land exists today right here among us? That flows with milk and honey more than enough all the time. And always got an answer that's God's will in the midst of it. You know, when they got into the promised land, literally, they had to keep living for God. Or the curse come right back on them. You never get to the place where you just stop God. You don't. It ain't like going to the 12th grade and graduating, and that's it. It's an everyday, it's a relationship. Amen. When I learned that God was so good and he wanted to take me where I wanted to go, I can stop. How in the world would you want to stop? Huh? Well, for the land, whether thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt from which ye came out. See, Egypt is a type of the world and the condition that you live in at the time you were away from God. Isn't that right? You're coming into a brand new place that you got to learn how to live. And it goes on and says, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it, it is a land of hills and valleys and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. I have felt that God's hand has been on my life this year. I've been through some of the toughest things I have ever been with since I've known the Lord. Because God has said he was going to do certain things and the enemy fought me. Amen. I just turn around and let the devil fight it. I mean, let God fight the devil. Amen. You ever heard God, the battle is mine, the victory is yours? You have to enter into the rest of God in every area, every battle you go into. You have to get in there and confess God's word concerning it and make the choices in your life that keeps pleasing the Lord. That builds your relationship and digs your roots down deep. Isn't that right? And you may run into some bigger problems you ever dreamed of. I know I have. I thought I was going backwards. But suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly. Everybody say suddenly. Suddenly, things change. At the most dire moment, at the most hardest situation, and where it hurt the most, and looked so demolishing, and everything was going to fall, that's when you stand up for Jesus and make the right choice. And you give birth to that child that God has impregnated you with the word. You come through victoriously, amen? And I don't know if you know this or not, but your life is going to be like that. It's not going to change any. You might as well just be happy through it all. Because it's what? It's a choice. It's a what? It's a what? It's a what? I have to decide I was going to do what God wanted me to do, the way he wanted me to do it, when he wanted me to do it, and be there when it was the opportunity. And not let the devil stop me in the middle of it. And keep my commitments. If I committed to do something, I keep it. One of the things that Paul said in the book of Timothy was one of the things that you're going to see in the last days. Truce breakers and covenant breakers. God's real hard on covenant, especially in marriage. especially in land contracts, doing what you say you're going to do. That's real tough sometimes. Truce breaker. You make a truce. Well, Pastor, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the, you know, Where are they? I wonder why their lives are in chaos and can't see their way out of it. I don't care whether you're in here or out here. You're going to have chaos come on you. But because you're doing the right thing in the Lord, you're going to come out of it. I have determined that spiritual mature people are going to decide they're going to be there when the battle gets tough, irregardless. When you get that kind of tenacity in the spirit, you're going to have victory flowing in your life. Your life's going to flow with milk and honey. Everybody say, I'm there. I'm not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. And that's the one I just spoke on, 6th chapter. And I'll let this be the close. Anybody receive anything this morning? God knows where you're at. God has determined today that this is a day that His goodness is going to flow in your life. It's our choice to flow in it. In your life, Jeff, where you've had to make some tough choices and the devil's fought you. But you're coming up. You're coming into that higher place. That's why it seems so hard right now. But you're giving birth in a brand new season. God's going to move supernaturally. And you're going to come out of all of this if you'll faint not in the name of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes some of our closest people work against us. But that's just the flesh. It isn't nothing else but the flesh. Spiritual leaders and elders are those who have their spiritual senses exercised to know the difference between good and evil and exercise it. Amen. The enemy's going to put up a fight. But you're going to have the victory. Look at your neighbor and say, I have the victory today. I received the word today. This God's new year, I'm coming in area, in the promised land. I will have abundance. I will walk in healing. I will be delivered. I will have God on my left and on my right, in the front of me and behind me. My angels, they are in charge over me. Lest I dash my foot against the stone, I'll walk in the goodness and the glory of the Lord. And so shall I be a disciple, true indeed. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. Woo, 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 woo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I told you there was victory in the house today. Everybody say, I walk in victory in every area of my life. That's God's plan in my life. So I receive it. By faith, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord another big hand clap, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to me. This is in chapter 6, verse 6. See, 6 is the number of the flesh. Isn't that right? It says, but godliness and contentment is great gain. You got to be content where you're at to go on for more. Isn't that right? You ever notice you get in an easy spot and it's so easy to complain? Shut that up. Shut it up. Shut it down. If you want to discourage God, start complaining. That complaining hurts the ear of God. It quenches the spirit. I like that. It does. Complain, complain, complain. That's all the children of Israel knew how to do when they were in the wilderness. Why? Because they came in a hard place. They thought that God was going to bring them into a circumstance that was high in the sky and it was always happy-go-lucky. I'm going to tell you something. Got an enemy. Not just the devil, your flesh. Jesus overcame the devil and the flesh. I'm not done yet. Getting close. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Isn't that right? That's as, you know, you ever heard someone say, you ever see a hearse pull a U-Haul behind it? Just enough people to bury him, carry him into the cemetery. In fact, the matter is, he's not even there anymore. Man, he ain't going to take none of this with you. So your happiness is not in all the things that you have. Your happiness should be in God, in God alone. Whether you fail tomorrow, whether you see everything work out the way they should, or whether you got everything done the way you'd like to have it done, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters with God is contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain. You want to gain? Keep God in it. Hello, are you out there? I know God gets tired of shelling out the glory, and then we stop it up. Yoo-hoo, are you out there? Or did I lose you just now? Well, I don't know why he has to preach all that stuff. And having food and remnant, let us be therewith content. I mean, we got something, we jump on our cartoon, don't go sleep. Go to the restaurant we think we want to eat at. Some of you can't go to the restaurant, but you got enough food at home. I know countries ain't got no food. Some of you think you're poor and you're lying to yourself and you're in denial. You're not. Hallelujah. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, that word there, and I want to keep that right, because I want you to understand it. It's the love for money that is the root of all evil. Amen. It's not, how can you connect money with sex? No, it's the love of sex that's the root of all evil. Alone. Are you with me? See, the root of the wrong of money is the love of it. You follow me? So in order to walk free from that love of money is to give it to God. Give it to Him. Get your heart right in that area. You see what I mean? It's the love of the thing that you know is wrong in God's eyes. And I'm not just singling out anybody here. I'm just saying it's the love of it that is the root of it. And the only reason why I couldn't quit things is I loved it too much. I had a heart problem. I asked God, take this desire out of me. He said, duh, I took it on the cross. Release your faith and you'll walk free from it. And mean it when you say it. This is the kind of preaching that's going to break you free from everything that's holding you back. Thank you, Jesus. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You know how you lay hold on eternal life? By claim. Say this, I have Zoe in my heart. I live by it. That is my life. Jesus is Lord over my Zoe. I receive Zoe today in every area of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord another big hand clap. Amen. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession. Remember, you went through all this stuff. You have professed and you made a good confession before many witnesses. Lay hold on eternal life. In other words, when you lay hold on eternal life, then the Zoe is going to be there to get you there. You're not talking about your natural ability. We're talking about supernatural. Jesus' people are going to have to get on the supernatural. The problem is with the church, it's all been legalism. Trying to get good enough when you're already good enough in God's eyes. Isn't that right? Whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give these charge in the sight of God who quickeneth all things. You hear that word there, quickeneth? All of a sudden. Everybody say all of a sudden. Say all of a sudden. All things. All things. All things. If it's in the word, it covers it. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius and Pilate witnessed a good confession. So you think you suffered hardship? The Bible says, hold fast to your profession, for in it has great recompense of reward, that thou keep his commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.